chief of police named Tano, who is a doctor, resident of Florida, of having been the one that contracted the Colombians through Venezuelan-based security firm in Miami. He also was, this security firm was the one that paid for most of the tickets, for 19 tickets, so the Colombians could travel to Haiti. But he also said, the chief of police, was that immediately after the assassination, and he doesn't really give a time frame there, is it in the morning of July 7th, is it at 1:35, is it at 2 o'clock, well, it's not clear. The Colombians called Sano on the cell phone, and that Sano then phoned the two masterminds behind the assassination without specifying whether he knows, the chief of police, knows the names of these masterminds or their whereabouts.
Was any information shared about a motive yet? Because that has been the big question.
Well, there are videos of Sano that he posted against the government, against Jovenel Moïse, but again, this is nothing special because many people did that. Then there was some kind of a directive how to go out of the Haitian crisis. Everybody should go to work together under the leadership of Sano. But is that really a motive in order to kill somebody? So there is really nothing to point the finger on it.
Have we learned anything more about the sequence of events during the attack that led to the assassination of President Moïse, especially as it relates to his security detail?
There is absolutely no information except the information of the peace judge, who noted that one of the security directors received a telephone call before 1 o'clock. He dressed and he drove down. He lives some 12 minutes from the president's house. But while driving down, he received a call from someone who is not specified in the report of the peace judge. So he did not go to the house of the president, but drove further down. And then finally, when he went to the house of the president, then it was he only found the corpse. So it is very, again, it's not very clear because all those in report, the entire report apparently doesn't have a time frame except of that this man got the telephone call before 1 o'clock.
And one last question. You know, there has been some discussion as to who is leading the country at this point. There's been three separate claimants, and U.S. President Joe Biden said that U.S. officials have met with all three and told them to come together to move the country forward. What can you tell us about who is leading the country?
Well, for the time being, it is very clear that the person in charge is the person that took charge in the night of the 7th of July, which is Dr. Claude Joseph, and the other two, which is Ariel Henry, who is the nominated prime minister by President Moïse just days before, and the designated provisionary president, Joseph Lambert, who was designated by the remaining members of the Senate as provisional president, they have nothing to say. I mean, they are not empowered. They are not there where they're supposed to be. So the person that is, until today, the counterpart for everything is Dr. Claude Joseph.